Dennis Farrett.
Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello, how's it going?
Good.
How are you? We're starting a little bit extra crazy because we're basically talking about ice cream today, aren't we?
That's right. What a subject on a cold day. This is not perhaps the best day to talk about ice cream.
Ice cream is great, though.
I eat ice cream, like, with my teeth.
I had one yesterday and it was raining, and I was like...
But have you ever had Ben and Jerry's ice cream? Because I could have got it and when I was at Sylvia Park the other day.
I think one time I was real stoned at the gas station at the BP, and they had, like, little tubs there, and I spent, like, $1 million, and I bought one tub of... Ben and Jerry's, and it was fantastic.
I haven't eaten.
It was really good.
Maybe I've had it like two or three times, but not really.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would go for carpeting ice cream if I had a choice.
Oh, yes.
And that too has been bought up by a big corporation these days.
So. Damn it.
So Ben and Jerry's ice cream company started in 1978 in Burlington, Vermont. At least one of the two founders is a Jew. They sold it to Unilever, which is a big British company.
Mm-hmm. A huge
company, which deals in many other things. That was 20 years ago, back in 2000.
Mm.
And effectively, I mean, they are still somehow involved in the business. But what's intriguing is that they've had enormous public attention drawn to the fact that they have refused in the last month to sell their ice cream on the occupied territories of the West Bank and in East Jerusalem.
So these are the Jewish occupied territories?
Yes, so these are the territories.
So it's some Palestinian spot that the Jews have
Palestinian territories
moved
that
into.
Have been annexed by Israel without any international agreement.
Okay.
And regarded as not, East Jerusalem used to be an international city, but that's where the Americans have transferred their embassy, and it's part of the Jewish state trying to establish itself and not have enclaves in the middle of it with Palestinian links.
Now, surely, and if you own a business and there's something happening in a particular region that you don't agree with, that should be okay for you to not sell product there.
Well,
yeah, but stay out of politics, ice cream. Yeah.
This is fantastic because their politics, their ice cream is firmly committed to stay in politics. So that when they sold to Unilever, there was an agreement that it would carry on fighting social, economic, global issues.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive.
And Unilever, of course, is a bit embarrassed by this because in Israel, there's people are refusing to buy the ice cream, except they really love the ice cream.
It's full of sugar. It's really tasty.
Sugar does not discriminate. Well, ice cream does not discriminate.
I believe the secret of their ice cream is to have some cookie cake.
Oh, yeah, you put that right in there with the ice cream there in the mixing process.
That's right.
And then you let it all freeze up and you give it to everyone, and everyone's that's good.
But, I mean, it's a magnificent company because, once a year they have a free day for ice creams. And they're very engaged in social issues and try to, if you look on their website, it's full of causes that they're behind and backing.
Well, that's good.
But just focus on the ice cream as well.
And this cause is a very interesting cause for them to back. But then you've got to face the fact that there's a Jewish group in many parts of the states who will back Israel for anything it does, let alone their Christian buddies.
Mm.
And so already the Florida governor has announced that all products of Unilever, he's recommending that it be boycotted, and it's under consideration at the moment, but he's given them a 90-day warning that there will be a statewide boycott of Unilever products, if such a thing is possible.
Kind of the same thing as Ben and Jerry's not selling their stuff somewhere?
Yes, well, this would prohibit their sales.
Do you know what I mean? Sort of same thing, isn't it?
Ben and Jerry's, if I follow correctly, are delighted at this attention because they really exist to stand for something. And they say, well, if it costs our business, actually, that'll advantage our business in the long term. Because we're seen as standing for an ethical value.
Mm-hmm.
it's a very interesting model. But what it also shows up to me is this. I mean, Ben Cohen, obviously a Jewish name. Jews in the States are very divided over Israel's belligerent attitude towards the Palestinians at the moment. And so there are many people who back Israel, come what may, and send money through and strongly support it. And so it becomes a hot topic for any candidates, right down to, you know, state governorships, where you'd think it hardly makes any difference. They can hardly have their own foreign policy. But on the other hand, for many other people, this is an ethical value that is one to be fought for. And, I mean, I'm trying to think if any companies in New Zealand have ever stood for an ethical value as Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream has. And I'm struggling to think of companies that I would think of, you know, purely ethical. I think some of the new companies have put their toes in the water in that direction.
There's a lot of ethical when it comes to the climate.
Yeah.
But not so much in the political climate.
Precisely. Yeah. The political realm is kind of scary.
Yeah, we got a text in, quite ominous text. Everything is politics, full stop.
Well, everything, in a way, everything is politics. And you can't, and their point of view is that if they sell ice cream in the occupied territories, then they're backing Israel. And especially as, I mean, symbolically, of course, they are making a statement that you have to step out of occupied territories if you want to have our ice cream. And I think the reaction in Israel has been quite interesting, because quite a number of people have said, then that's the ice cream I'm going to eat, when they're feeling unhappy about their increasingly, you know, right-wing governments.
What about pairing with a gas station and selling your ice cream at a gas station to unsuspecting stone people in the middle of the night? You know? Yes. How ethical is that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oil.
I think, Simon, I think the challenge really is that you've got to call your issues and choose your issues, and we tend to be, we rarely jump on bandwagons too hard because we don't know the ins and outs of the situation. I think that they've always looked for good causes. For example, I mean, I was most intrigued to read that they were accused, they'd said it was their ice cream was totally organic, and then somebody pointed out that there was one product that wasn't. So they withdrew the totally organic sign on the ice cream without a whimper. So they are trying to be upfront. I mean, it would have been better if they'd gone back to totally organic, maybe. Maybe they had contracts that forced them. And I think business is full of these tricky compromises. But don't you reckon a lot of people just get annoyed with the endless excuse that this is in the real world you have to compromise? And so I take it that symbolically this ice cream company is trying to say we can be upfront and we can stand for something that is a strong stance. And the only interesting thing is that then they set out to Unilever, and although they've got big trust that they've set up to help organizations as a result, I presume Unilever is always a little bit nervous, because big companies can't afford to have social consciences, probably.
I guess it depends on the original agreement that they struck with Unilever, whether it's distribution or...
It depends on the risk and reward as well. Like, are you going to... How many customers are you going to lose with being this righteous, you know? You have to really look at the landscape before you make that call, I guess.
I would think that probably is the case, that... and this is Unilever's calculation. Though, if it's a watertight agreement, I wonder how long... There's a way out of watertight agreements, especially as that Ben and Jerry's, you know, they're no longer in the business.
Would it be more powerful to just make a flavour of ice cream that's like a bit of a fuck you and then sell that everywhere?
No, I don't think it would be, actually. I actually don't think it would be.
You don't?
I mean, I think to say we won't be there is actually a very powerful statement to everybody else in the world.
The power of absence.
That what you stand for, and that everything that you do, including your eating of a luxury like ice cream.
Relatively peaceful, I suppose, as well.
Yeah.
And starting a conversation. I mean, we've just talked about it for 10 minutes, and now the next time I go to the supermarket, I would probably buy some Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious what it tastes like.
I think that's right.
I'm probably going to get the Mars flavoured. I don't know who makes that, but I've always wanted it. So
well, there is that. I don't think Mars bars are very ethical, but there we are.
What do you mean? They're from space. It's totally fine.
Yes.
All right, Peter, always something to think about. Thanks so much.
Right. Keep your ice creams in order.
I will do.
Cheers, mate.
Okay. Oh, ice cream in the freezer, actually.